Sal Palantonio, ESPN, joins me here. And Sal, the Eagles, we talk about it year after year, the direction of this football team. What's your sense of where the Eagles are going?
Well, you know, you got your quarterback, so you're going in the right direction. And I'm a big believer in Doug Peterson. You know, people have been critical of him. I won't be. I think he's done a terrific job. I think he had a very good rookie season, considering all the things that he had to do with that football team. And, you know, it's like beating a dead horse, but I'll say it over. Lane Johnson missing for 10 games. The team's not missing Lane Johnson. They go to the playoffs, in my view. So I think they had a good season, considering all he was up against. And I think they're moving in the right direction for those two reasons.
You look at a head coach in year number two, things change. We all saw what happened with Chip Kelly year one to the end of year two. What are you looking for from Doug to take that next step as a head coach?
And that's a great question, David, because I spent a lot of time with him here at the Arizona Biltmore at the party. And I just got a sense from him that things have calmed down. In fact, I asked him that very question. He's really looking forward to getting everybody together April 17th and not have to start over, right? Last year, he was telling me how this time last year he was installing plays and designing stuff, and he didn't know who his quarterback was. Now he knows who the quarterback is. He's got everything in place offensively, you know, presumably, for the most part. So he told me that Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay asked him for advice about year one. So, you know, I think year two will be good for him.
And with the expectations as they rise, Sal, what does this team need to do to be a playoff football team?
Well, here's where it gets sticky, right? You can't line up and play defense right now. The team needs at least two, maybe three corners, because you need depth, you need a starter. I'd really like to see them not only draft at least two corners, but then take a corner with an undrafted free agent or two. You know, so I want four or five new young corners and bodies in the building, and then go out and see who is a cast-off or who might still be available as a veteran free agent. So I think this team needs to rebuild the corner position and maybe the defensive line. So I think that's important for this team.
Sal, do you draw parallels to what the Eagles went through with Andy Reid? Year number one, 1999, Donovan McNabb, first steps of putting in the foundation. Year two, Eagles were in the playoffs. Is it a similar path?
Probably not, because Eli Manning and that, it was not in the league at that point, if I remember correctly.
The division wasn't as strong as it is now.
That's my point. Yeah. The division wasn't as strong and competitive. I mean, you know, there'll be a fall off for Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott, and I don't think the Cowboys defense is that strong. They allowed the Packers to come back in that game and win that game, a playoff game in Dallas. I think they'll take a bit of a step back. The division is really competitive. When was the last time a team won the division back-to-back? I think it was the Birds.
2003-04.
Yeah, it was the Birds. So, you know, it's always a competitive division. I do like their chances to be competitive. Am I saying they're going to make the playoffs? It's too early to tell. Too early.
Well, so I don't hear a lot of issues. I hear cornerback. I hear defensive line. I don't hear a lot of issues. This is a tremendous difference from 12 months ago.
Well, I really like the two wide receiver signings. I think Torrey Smith and Alshon Jeffrey will be good for Nelson Aguilar. I'd like to see them resuscitate, if you will, or rehabilitate. I don't know what the right word is, David, but I'd like Nelson Aguilar to come back from where he was last year. When you have a first-round talent and he's playing wide receiver and he's fourth on the depth chart, that's not good. I'd like to see that improve, and I think that could be really helpful for the team. And I'd like to see him, you know, solidify the running back position. But every team at this time of year has question marks. What you don't have a question mark at is GM, head coach, quarterback. Teams making money and they have money. So I think they're moving in the right direction.
Tell me about Carson Wentz, Alan. You've been around for a long time. You've seen the Eagles through all these years. How good can Carson be?
I think Carson is already good and can be great. In fact, I asked Doug Peterson specifically about the report, David, that he has a sore elbow at the end of the year. And he said absolutely no truth to it whatsoever. He said his elbow is fine, his arm is fine. He said, I did tell him, listen, take 3 weeks off, take 4 weeks off, get away from football. Because when you come from the level that Carson Wentz was at, and then you ask him to play a 16-game season at the NFL level, and you ask him to throw over 600 passes, yeah, all right. Normal wear and tear on any human being, would be like, all right, you know, take a step back, all right? Right, bro? Take a step back, right? So I think they managed the situation. He's just chomping at the bit. He wants to get back. Doug told me, you know, I'm sure that he's working out and he can't wait for April 17th. And, you know, he left a lot. I feel Carson feels like, I haven't talked to him about it. I did see him briefly at the Super Bowl. But I think he feels like he left a lot on the table last year that he wants to clean up and that he owes something because of where he was picked. I don't believe that, but I think because of the competitive nature of the human being of Carson Wentz, I think he believes that.
I love that you're optimistic about this football team.
There's reason to be optimistic. You got a franchise quarterback. Okay, we were just talking to all these coaches, and we will be talking to coaches all. By the way, you like the sunglasses in
Arizona?
Yeah,
they're really nice. You look great. Yeah.
We love it out here. But, you know, you're talking to the coaches, and how many of them have quarterback issues? A lot. Mm-hmm. Eagles don't. But here's the big but. Missed the playoffs the last three seasons. Can't miss the playoffs 4 years in a row. That's not good. I don't like that.